One thing pretty much all of us have had struggle with from time to time is our telcos. We love to hate them, and sometimes with good reason. And there has been a lot of complaint calls coming through to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman as of late. To talk to us about that is Ombudsman Judy Jones. Good morning, Judy. What are some of the big complaints that people are having with their telcos at the moment?
Oh, good morning. Well, almost 66,000 Australians contacted us in the last 6 months of last year to complain about their service provider. They were about their internet services, their mobile phone services or their landline. And interestingly, for the first time last year, internet complaints about internet services exceeded complaints about mobile phone services. So that's a slight change.
What are we putting that down to? Is it that more people are getting connected and maybe to the NBN, or is there some other factors at play?
I think there's quite a few factors at play. One is we love our internet. We want to be connected all the time, and we expect it to be seamless. So we have a pretty high standard expectation of the standard of service. The other thing is that a number of the major providers are changing their products and services, and been also a few restructures around the place, so that has had an impact. New providers entering the market with the rollout of NBN, they're seeing an opportunity to enter the market as a small provider. Then there are people who, when they switch to the National Broadband Network, are taking the opportunity to review who their provider is and perhaps review the products and services they're purchasing. So all of that is change, and whenever you get change, it's likely to have an increased complaint level to us.
So if we can start with phones, what are some of the issues that people are struggling with there? What are some of the big complaints coming through, Judy?
The issues actually haven't changed across the board. The top five issues are customer service, billing and payment, fault, complaint handling, and then contracts.
You mentioned our bills and payments. Do you think it is a case of a lot of us still, even though we've had mobile phones for quite some time now, but we don't understand completely how that all works, and we're still getting a bit of bill shock perhaps?
We're not seeing nearly as many complaints about bill shock. I think the changes to the TCP code that introduced the alert, and also mobile phone providers have changed their plans so they better match the way we use our phones. So generally with this pretty standard plan now, you'll get lots of data. You'll get a warning when you're at the end of your data or nearing the end of your data, and also a lot of plans have free calling throughout Australia, so that's eased that kind of point of conflict between a consumer and their provider.
Onto the internet, what are some of the big complaints that are coming through there, Judy? Because you mentioned that has now just overtaken complaints about phones.
Well, similar issues, but you also add in there the connection problem, and it's not just connection to the National Broadband Network, but general connection. So a person moving and wanting to connect to ASDL services, it's that connection problems are join in those other issues I mentioned.
So with all of those things on the table at the moment, what would you like to see happen from the telcos to fix some of these issues?
Well, I think that the telcos do get the first opportunity to resolve their complaints directly with their consumer. So if consumers are experiencing a problem, they should phone their telco first. And that gives their telco a fantastic opportunity to listen really carefully to the consumer, to understand what they're complaining about, and then to work through the issues and identify where the fix is. It might be simply a misunderstanding, but there might be a problem that they need to address. And similarly for the consumer, if when they phone to make a complaint, they're pretty clear and calm about what the issues are, and they've worked out what they think the solution would be. What do they want as a result of making that complaint? And if that process works really well, then that's much less work for us and also much less time and investment for both the consumer and the provider.
What's the next step? Is it contacting the Ombudsman?
Yeah, absolutely. So they could give us a call on 1800 062 058 or jump online at tio.com.au and they can lodge their complaint online as well.
Judy, it sounds like it's very, very busy in your world at the moment. I better let you go and take some more of those complaint calls. Fingers crossed that they start to come down in the near future.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
That is Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman Judy Jones joining us this morning. Hopefully your telco is doing the right thing by you. 2NURFM 103.7.